Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and every Thursday at about this time, we connect with Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, and this segment is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, we've got a great story for you. This is what I love about the story. It's not only about a family that is dealing with a medical issue, but it's about the older brother who is seeing with fresh eyes what his family is going through, and he is trying his hardest to bring in some help for his family. It's, you know, a lot of the time when you have a sick brother or sister, you know, you kind of resent the fact they get so much attention. In this case, the older brother is like, hey, I just kind of realized what my family's going through, because his younger brother was born with a condition that caused one of his legs to be shorter than the other. And the options were to amputate the leg or to go through a leg lengthening process. Well, they had never heard of a leg lengthening process, but they opted for that. And this boy, who is now 15 years old, has had multiple surgeries, multiple rounds of physical therapy, and have had to travel to West Palm Beach and spend months down there. And, you know, even though they've got insurance, there's still all these other incidentals, you know, to travel, the time off from work, you know, the extra everything. And so it is really interesting that Chase Sugar, who is 20 now, is now setting up a GoFundMe for his brother, Jackson, who is 15. And they're hoping that once he stops growing, that the legs will, you know, will even out. But until that time, they've had multiple surgeries. So I love the fact that the brother is actually looking at it and saying, hey, you know what? My family's been through a lot. Not saying, what about me, you know, like a lot of other people would. I think it's really interesting. So I love this story, and we have a great story about the Sugar family in our paper this week.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah, that leg lengthening thing, I had not heard of that previously as an actual remedial. What I had heard of that mostly is short people wanting to be taller, they do it. And it's a majorly expensive, painful, long process of, you know, gradually increasing the leg length and all of that kind of stuff. It's an amazing medical technology, and wonderful that he's coming to the, you know, kind of aid of his brother in this way. You guys also have a story about Grocery Buddies?
Yeah, so I just heard about Grocery Buddies a couple of weeks ago. Hale Morissette is in charge of it. She is also with Overflow Health Alliance. She's also with this other nonprofit called Roots. And this is a really important thing right now, with so many people either being furloughed or laid off or don't have the SNAP benefits. It's embarrassing to have to ask someone, hey, can you help me buy some food? But she has found a way to do this in a non-judgmental way. People can say, I just need a little help. And people can say, well, let me help you. And either they buy the groceries for them, they give them like a cash card or something, just to help people make it through this rather difficult time.
And this is the matching program, right? This is the one for one. That's, yes, like the people who want to help and the people who need the help, she matches them up together, right? Like bigs, kind of like food.
That's
bigs.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's online. It's on Facebook, Pensacola Grocery Buddies. You can sign up to help. You can sign up to get help. There is going to be an event that they're going to have at Odd Colony, and that is going to be Saturday at, gosh, I forgot to ask what time, but it's going to be Saturday at 5 to 9 p.m. You can bring food. You can come in there. So it's a good way to help out your neighbors who may be helping, who may be hurting. So in Odd Colony, what a great place to go there on Palafox Street. Really fun, beautiful place too. So nice event for everybody.
You've also, speaking of food, you've got a story about the food trucks becoming more of a permanent thing.
Yeah, if they do what they're intending to do, it's almost going to be like a little food court. Right now there are four different food trucks, and it's right at the end of the Gulf Breeze, the Naval Live Oaks, right there when you get into the unincorporated area of Gulf Breeze. There are four food trucks there. And there is now a petition with the county to create a building They would no longer be food trucks, but those restaurateurs would move inside. And so I think it'd be kind of a cool little place to stop, and everyone can get something different. You know, you can have a Greek or barbecue or fried chicken or get a beer or whatever you want to do. So I think that's a really fun thing to think about. And, you know, the food trucks are great. They do have some drawbacks, though, especially when the weather is not good. You know, you don't really want to sit outside.
Yeah.
You know,
every time I drive past that place, it's thriving. There's lots of cars there. It's kind of like the, what is it? Is it the Garden? Is that the one that's at Main and Palafox in Pensacola, where it's kind of like an enclosure around the food trucks?
Around the food trucks.
Yeah.
In this case, I think they would no longer have any food trucks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Be more like, almost like a food court without the mall.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. I love it. Makes sense.
Thinking about.
You guys also have a story about the March-a-thon, raising a bunch of money. Always good stuff, right?
$29,000 they got. So the Gulf Breeze Soundwave Band, they've been doing this for several years now. They march around the city of Gulf Breeze. They will stop and play your favorite team's fight song or some other song for you. They also just a spectacle of seeing them walk through the streets. Really, really fun. They walked about 4.5 miles. So that was that's quite a walk. Their goal was to raise $20,000. They exceeded that by $9,000.
Nice.
So people give them tips or, you know, hey, can you play this for me or whatever. It's really fun. It's a really fun way and exciting that they raised so much money.
Yeah, that's
so happy
great.
For them.
It sounds like a really cool event, honestly. It's like a traveling request band, which is, I mean, just kind of neat.
Yes,
you got a story about real estate investment, local real estate property, honor rolls. There's always so much in the paper. Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher, and she previews it with us on Thursday morning. Lisa, as always, thank you for the great work that you do bringing information to us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, back at you. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in a breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 817 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for you. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They've joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Call 770-446-3552. Let's see here. We just got a tip in on an accident that just happened on the corner of Old Palafox and Olive Road.
I thought it would have been particularly appropriate if it had taken place on tip-in. Because you just got a tip in.
Oh, okay. So moving forward.
I get nothing for this, do I?
Moving forward.
I'm turning my mic off now.
Moving forward. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, they are looking good right now. I'm not seeing any other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Text in says, how many times can John say Detroit wrong in a traffic report?
Well, I was just giving them the street names.
That's right.
I mean, you don't have to do
My
it.
My answer was the upper limit on this is not yet known. 821 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I did not. There was one piece of the whole Escambia County Commission drama from last hour. If you missed it, go back and listen to the 7 o'clock podcast, either on the News Radio Pensacola app or at newsradio923.com. Very interesting. John, would you say very interesting?
Oh, very.
Weird stuff afoot. Anyway, one of the things that Commissioner Hoffberger had led with was asking for a public explanation of the firefighter pay issue. Now, and why it had gotten delayed 13 days. Wes Moreno had told us about this on Thursday, but I think we got a little more detail that evening in the meeting, and so I want to give him the chance to answer that question that she had raised earlier.
I don't have a comment. I was going to answer Ms. Commissioner Hoffberger's question about the firefighter raise. So the board did approve that, of course, for all the county employees. We negotiated that with the union. They signed the MOU. We brought the MOU to the board. The board did approve it. And that action went to HR. They completed the HR actions. From there, it went to budget. Budget, honestly, was positioned down and in the middle of doing all the things they needed to do for the year-end budgetary cycle and all the deadlines that had to be met. And we did wind up missing the deadline for this payday. It will be on the next payday's check retroactively. That's what happened.
Was this the only department that got missed, or were there other departments within the county?
No, this was the only department that got missed, simply because it is a union action involved an MOU. The classified employees and non-union employees did not have to go through that process. And some of the other unions also did not have to go through that process. But that's what happened.
Thank you.
All right, so got the explanation. It's basically what he had told us. The one part I think he added, and he might have said it to me in the morning and I forget, was that they're going to get the back pay. That was my concern is, well, pay them late's bad enough, but certainly not lose that 13 days worth, right? They're going to, and yeah, as he said, they're going to get the back pay. Oh, by the way, on the firefighter badge, I did some follow-up on that. I was at the EOC yesterday for the groundbreaking for the, all these acronyms, for the remote, regional traffic management, the RTMC. You know, I was there with the RTMC that's housing the ATMS at the EOC as we were listening to EMS and ECFR and the folks from the TPO talk. I'm literally,
did
these
they
all
have an
actually
ATM
make
there?
Sense.
I mean, I just wanted to make
no,
sure.
No, John, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does because it's an ATM.
Anyway, I poked my head in and looked down the hallway to see if the, because they have a neat display by the fire chief's office on the wall of all of the company badges. It's very cool. They put that up a year ago. Anyway, something like that. And that's still up. That was not ever taken down. And I actually followed up to find out how many of the trucks had the actual icon removed. Only two. There was a little bit of a, let's just say, slow compliance with the sternly worded order to get rid of them. And partially because it had said, if you think you're going to damage the truck taking it off, then call so-and-so. And so-and-so with a lot of calls, very busy. So between the rollout, instruction and then the walk back the next day, only two got taken off and they're going to get re-put on. And so, we're all back to normal. I don't know why we had to go through this dance to begin with, but, we did. Let's see. 24, and almost by the time I get done saying it, 25 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Yeah, we just
and
had
he's definitely going to say the words right this time.
I always do. Let's see here. We've got an accident on 9 Mile Road and Untreener Avenue. Trying my best. And also, still dealing with the accident that happened at Walnut Avenue and Detroit Boulevard. Yes, it is off to the side of the road, But we're still seeing delays both eastbound and westbound on Detroit Boulevard.
All right. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I went 10. They're flowing. You know.
Fair enough. You know, when I used to live in Oregon, you know, for a couple of years, and then before
Oregon.
We moved here. No, sir. And when we were coming here, it was a choice between Pensacola and Toledo, and you think that's not much of a choice. Well, yeah, there's a lot of backstory here. But one of the things that we had noticed in looking at the map for Toledo is that they have an O-R-E-G-O-N city just outside of Toledo in Ohio. And I learned, I don't know how I learned this, but I learned it, that they say it Oregon. And it's fine for them to say it Oregon. It's just not Oregon State. You know, it's not the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers. And, you know, it's Oregon. But you sometimes, every once in a while, you hear national news media. And I always kind of assume that they're from maybe the Ohio area. But you'll hear them say, you know, out in Oregon. And I just, there's a part of me that just.
Does it twitch?
Twinges, yes. There's
twitch?
A part of me that just, my eye twitches when I hear that.
Every time I say Detroit, I see your eye like flicker.
Every single time George W. Bush said nuclear, I just.
What about Mark?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. All right. Where was I? I just got caught up in my own personal pain. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of them. And here's the thing. Do you love your car? I mean, you should love your car, right? You deserve a car you love. Or when I ask that question, does your eye twitch? Like, do you think, no, I don't want my car at all. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I am embarrassed about it. I'm ashamed of it. It's too expensive to maintain. Okay, go to Frontier. Fix this problem. You deserve a car you love. You do. You deserve it. You spend enough time in it. I mean, you have to listen to me. You might as well have it, you know, at least do it in a car you like. John, stop nodding so vociferously. No, you should have a car you enjoy. Frontier Motors is a great selection of cars that are a year to three young, 10 to 40,000 miles, great prices. You know, just they'll take care of you. Go look around. And, hey, if you find out that, you know, maybe it's not in your price range, they'll find you one that is. But, you know, so make an adult decision. Get information, make a decision. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi. I feel dumb. I cannot remember. Did we go to John or for David headlines yet? Okay. David is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I am, Andrew. There's a press conference that happened here in the last 20 minutes or so. ICE was going over some of their big operations in Florida, including their most recent one, which resulted in a lot of arrests.
Operation Dirtbag, to go after people who have attacked children in our communities. In just 10 days, we've been able to remove, in partnership with the state of Florida, over 230 of the worst, heinous criminals from their streets.
And I apologize for the choppy audio there. I had some recording issues, but DHS says more than 150 illegal immigrant sex offenders were arrested in that operation. It was conducted with state and local law enforcement partners, the 287G partnership agreements. And they said they targeted child predators, rapists, and violent criminals. So, again, kind of watching that press conference now. We'll have more details on that a little bit later this morning. A couple other headlines today. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Trump administration will be making announcements on affordability soon. He said yesterday Americans will see substantial announcements over the next few days for items not grown in the U.S. And apparently the Dallas Cowboys are opening a memorial fund to raise money for the pregnant girlfriend of a team member that committed suicide recently. Marshawn Neyland died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound last week. Wednesday, Coach Brian Schottenheimer said that the Marshawn Neyland Memorial Fund has been set up to help his partner, who's currently pregnant with their child.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, and I had been thinking the same thing as we're, you know, squabbling over Detroit. Somebody says, all I hear in my head is Vanilla Ice, A1A, Detroit Avenue.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Where's he from?
He's from Miami.
Yeah, doesn't count. All right.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He was on a transplant.
The company that had told all of the folks at Tyndall that they had to take down their premature Christmas decorations has walked their instructions back. And you know, I never mind somebody who's going to apologize and say we were wrong. What I always hate is the kind of after the fact ghost light not ghost lighting, gaslighting. I got that term from ghost lighting the other day. Was they said, we want to be clear, the 30-day guideline was never meant to be strictly enforced. Well, then why do you have a 30-day guideline? The only reason to have a number on it is because it has a meaning and you're trying to get people to do something. Of course it was meant to be strictly enforced. Just say we screwed up, we're sorry. We'll be smarter in the future. Own the mistake. Don't pretend you didn't make it.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Back to business.
We got the government open. Let's celebrate tonight.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. President Trump says all blame for the 43-day shutdown goes to Democrat leaders for attempting to extort Obamacare subsidies.
It caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid, and the total effect of the damage their antics caused will take weeks and probably months to really calculate accurately.
Democrat Cory Booker calling for a change in Senate leadership. The promise of back pay on the way brings air traffic controllers back to the towers, but mandated flight cuts continue, 1,000 today till the system recovers. The Federal Housing Agency eyeing a new plan to boost affordable home sales, portable mortgages, so a homeowner can take the current mortgage rate from one home to another, many now sitting on their homes with low rates. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 61 degrees with sunshine in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way here in just a few minutes. A judge has denied a motion for a new trial for the man that was convicted in the murder of a woman outside of the Mugs and Jugs bar last year. The PNJ reporting that Circuit Court Judge Amy Broderson rejected Christian Ketchup's request for a retrial, saying he did receive a fair trial. Ketchup was convicted of second-degree murder for fatally shooting Tierra Binion 10 times in the bar's parking lot in August of 2023. His attorney argued that the trial wasn't fair, but the judge disagreed. Ketchup now faces a potential life sentence when he's sentenced at a hearing next week. Beachgoers at Gulf State Park in Orange Beach reacting to parking rate increases taking effect next year. Daily passes jumping from $10 to $15. The annual passes going up from $100 to $200. The reaction is mixed. Some worry the price hikes might keep families away. Others say that price is reasonable compared to the costs of other entertainment. Veterans will still receive free annual passes. Those new rates take effect in January. Santa Rosa County's new clerk of court, Jason English, has returned nearly $920,000 in unspent revenue to the Board of County Commissioners for the fiscal year. It's English's first year in office since he took over in January. He says the return reflects his commitment to responsible spending and efficient operations. English said he's focused on technology upgrades and modernizing the clerk's office, including digitizing county records, and plans to continue those improvements while maintaining fiscal responsibility. Baptist Hospital in Pensacola has earned recognition as a Level 1 maternal levels of care verified facility. The Joint Commission completed a thorough assessment of the hospital's patient care, clinical expertise, and equipment and resources supporting safe births. Baptist Hospital's Mother Baby Center features an entire dedicated floor with special designed rooms for mothers and babies. The facility offers classes and support through pregnancy and after delivery, with physicians, midwives, and nurses providing personalized care. For more information, visit ebaptisthealthcare.org/birth. Some new details emerging on the deaths of two Escambia County children last week. An arrest report obtained by Channel 3 shows how investigators got 27-year-old John Henry Walston to confess to killing 9-year-old Vaden Orem and 7-year-old Raiden Smith at his mobile home on Flaxman Street. According to a report, Walston initially claimed an intruder broke in and set the fire. A 12-year-old boy that escaped the fire also backed up that story, but detectives found the account did not match the evidence at the scene. The report says Walston showed no emotion when first shown crime scene photos, but after being left alone in the interview room with the photos on the table, they observed him pick the photos up and cry. When new investigators returned to the room, they say he confessed. Sheriff Chip Simmons said the investigation into the incident continues, including questions about why the children were staying at Walston's trailer that night. Walston faces multiple charges, including two counts of premeditated murder and sexual assault. He is due in court tomorrow for a pretrial detention hearing. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. That's right. Let's see here. I-10 is flowing smoothly. I-110 looks good. Still dealing with the accident that happened on North Davis Highway and Larkin Street. That's right before the going northbound. It's right before the 9 Mile Highway 90 split right there. So just be aware of that. I'm not seeing any other slowdowns in our area, which is great news. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some partly cloudy skies today, high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. For Friday, nice sunny skies with a high near 75 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Going into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 75. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 63 degrees, a beautiful sunny morning here in Pensacola. Our next news at 9 a.m. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning at the opening bell. Our markets are down. The Dow is down 88.5 points at 48,166. That's a drop of about 0.2%. S&P down 38 points at 68,1297. That's down about 0.5%, little over 0.5%. And the NASDAQ is down 243 points right now at 23,163. That's down just over 1%. Our 10-year bond rates are up at 4.104% this morning. Gold price is up $1.30 at $42.1490. Silver's down 34 cents at $53.11. And looking at crypto prices today, they're mixed. We've got Bitcoin up $225 at $101.840. Ethereum's down 20 bucks and 50 cents, $34.02. It looks like Solana's down, Dogecoin up about 2%, XRP up a little bit as well. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines. NBC Sports Network is apparently making a comeback.
NBC Universal announced the standalone sports channel will relaunch on Monday after being shut down in 2021. The channel will offer programming such as NBA games, WNBA games, Big Ten and Notre Dame football, and English Premier League soccer matches. It's also expected to include dozens of MLB games in a soon-to-be-announced agreement. NBC Sports Network will first launch on YouTube TV before expanding to pay TV distributors in the coming months. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. Well, the longest government shutdown on record is over. President Trump signed a funding bill passed by Congress. NBC's Ryan Noble.
The bill passed 222 to 209, with six Democrats voting yes. Most Democrats voted no, accusing the president and congressional Republicans of ignoring a health care crisis by not addressing tax credits tied to the Affordable Care Act that are set to expire.
And with the shutdown over, the FAA is freezing flight reductions that were implemented during the shutdown. Federal employees now get back to work, and federal food assistance will resume for the millions of people that were affected by that as well. Well, Skims is apparently now valued at $5 billion. The shapewear brand, which was co-founded by Kim Kardashian, made that claim on Wednesday. They said they raised $225 million in funding. The company plans to open more shops and expand globally. The brand also says that they're expecting sales to top $1 billion this year. The U.S. Mint struck its final penny yesterday. President Trump previously announced plans to retire the coin, which dates back to 1793. In February, citing production costs as the primary reason. According to the Treasury Department, the penny will remain legal tender. It's 8:39, your next news. In 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Recycling in Pensacola is back, and signing up is easier than ever. Just one call adds recycling to your regular sanitation service. No paperwork, no hassle. Just a simple way to keep more out of the landfill and do your part for our city. Recycling in Pensacola is back. One quick call is all it takes. Dial 311 to start recycling.
City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. Recycling made easy.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola knows the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angel, vertical.
We feel the thunder. We look to the sky. But the stories behind the blue and gold, those are just as breathtaking. Were they ever known as the Blue Lancers? Did air show lore really include dogfights with Japanese Zeros? And what happened the day Fat Albert became a hero over open water? Join us for the History of the Blue Angels, a special series that climbs through the myths, the milestones, and the moments that made America's Flight Demonstration Squadron a legend. Weekdays at 6:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. Now through November 14th, presented by our partners at Dale's Marine Construction, your Shoreline Solution Company, and Lambert's Moving Systems, moving the Gulf Coast forward for over 100 years. It's the History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
After more than 230 years in circulation, the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia pressing the last ever American penny.
We're saying goodbye to the penny today.
U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach on hand for the historic moment as production of the 1 cent coins officially comes to an end. The final two pennies going up for auction.
It's still legal tender. And we have over 300 billion of them in circulation.
Yeah, no more pennies in the United States of America. No more manufactured pennies. There's still 300 billion in circulation. That's 1,000 per person if you want to do the math on that. So you should be able to find some. Sad day for some people. Rejoicing day for others. You know, different people have different reactions. I have two questions for the day. Oh, by the way, before we get to the frivolous topic, I do want to mention that right now we've got Coffee with a Cop going on at, what is the name of this place? Lucky Goat Coffee, which is right here. Like, it's right out the front. It's out by the little, I don't know what you got, the cluster of shops right across from the Penny's and the Academy Sports. Anyway, it goes on until 9 o'clock this morning, so if you want to go meet a cop, have a cup of coffee with them, right now is your time for the next 17 minutes. Okay, back to the question of the day, which is, what expressions will become archaic because we don't have pennies anymore? There's a lot of them, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I'm not saying that we have to say, you know, a nickel saved is a nickel earned, but, you know, text me in your references to pennies that now have to go away. And as the Ministry of Truth will certainly soon be purging all of these things from our collective consciousness. I'm joking. Not so much joking. Anyway, you know, tell me what things, or just remind me. And, you know, if you want to, here's kind of an additional little, because I saw Meg's face so sad when she heard this news.
I am.
Tell me your happy penny memory if you have one. Like the thing that, because to me, pennies remind me of my grandfather who taught me how to collect coins and stamps. That's for me, that's what they remind me of a little bit. Okay, so John, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What's your penny reference or penny expression that's gonna have to go away or change because pennies no longer are made in America?
A penny for your thoughts.
Penny for your thoughts. Nickel for your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I say a penny.
Yeah, because now you're, well, does Lucy charge a nickel or a dime? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Nickel.
Okay.
A nickel.
I think it's a nickel.
5 cents.
Okay, know, so she's right on time.
I still say.
All right. Meg, what you got?
Oh, gosh. Well, you took that one from me.
I know, because that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Well, there's a, what did you say? Penny saved, a penny earned.
Yeah, penny saved, a penny earned.
The one I like is a penny for your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, penny for your thoughts. So now nickel for your thoughts. Well, that's what he said.
You said
that's
oh,
what
no.
I just
oh,
said.
Oh, so a penny saved, a penny earned. You said that already. Come back to me later.
She's so caught up in her depression over the topic that
I'm very sad. I don't know what it is about it. It just feels like the
you
end
know,
of an era to
I
me.
Had the same reaction this morning. I was thinking about it, how I think this makes sense. I think it's right. But the world loses the color of copper all over the place eventually. And there is a bit of a sadness in this thing going away that is really doesn't make any sense anymore.
See, I think it's, you know what it is? Because it's the thing that you asked about the story. My dad used to hand me when I was a child on the way to school. He'd say, here's your lucky penny for the day.
Yeah.
And so, and then he'd say, put that in your shoe.
Yeah.
And I would do that and then think, okay, I got the lucky penny today. Or, you know, never not pick up a penny if you see one on the ground.
Right.
Always pick up a penny.
Which
that's
I often,
good luck.
I don't pick up pennies anymore.
So I don't know if there's an expression for that.
There
but
is. Find a penny.
Find a penny, pick it
pick
up,
it
and
up.
All the day you'll have good luck.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Or find a nickel, pick it up, and all the day you'll have good luck.
Pickles.
Yeah, no,
Pickles
see, it doesn't work for me.
No.
And
yeah.
I collect pennies, by the way. I have one of those big jars.
There
where
you
I
go.
I collect 437-1620.
John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
Brought to you by Apple Market, Pensacola's Hidden Gym, a sushi bar, coffee shop, art gallery, and butcher shop. All at 1021 Scenic Highway, Apple Market, Pensacola's favorite market. Let's see here. We've got an accident. Got one right now that's still going, if this computer will work. Okay, 9 Mile Road and Untrainer Avenue. We're seeing some delays right there in 9 Mile, but not very much at all. It's off to the side of the road. But other than that, we're fine.
I think it's Untrainer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's why I was
I
looking over at you because I knew.
I've made you so nervous today. I love
it. I just look over at you, my son.
My phenomenology professor would say we had foregrounded the disagreement over pronunciation and now you question everything, which is ultimately my goal. All right, back to the if you need to get something done inside your home with the heating, the air conditioning, the plumbing, the electrical, you need to get a generator put in, whatever the case may be, Peden. Peden can take care of all of that stuff. Good quality products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They'll take care of you. Ever since 1969, they have been doing this all across the Gulf Coast, expanding both in what they do as originally just air conditioning, and now it's all of the things I mentioned. And now it's everywhere, not just Panama City, but it's everywhere from Tallahassee all the way over to Mobile and all points in between. And if you want a smarter, safer home, you can use Peden's $89 smart home consultation. They're licensed professionals. We'll design a custom plan for your home that connects your comfort, your security, and your energy savings into a simple system. Start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, to the text.
You know, wheat pennies. I just thought about wheat pennies.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we used to look for them and collect them and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, I was just having...
Pre-40, I'm thinking. It's been so long since I actually collected coins. You know, you have the stainless steel pennies from the...
We need our girl from Emerald Coast Coin, Stephanie,
oh,
to
yeah.
fill us
oh,
in on all this.
Yeah,
yeah, we got to get her to talk about it.
You know, Canada stopped doing coin pennies in 2012. I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I know, for so long. And I was actually thinking, well, that's why I haven't seen as many lately. Okay. All right. Question is, what references or phrases or whatever is going to have to change now or may not change at all because, you know, we still say all kinds of archaic things, but will not make any more sense. 437-1620, somebody says, that's just my 2 cents.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, that's a good one.
In for a penny, in for a pound, in for a nickel, in for a pound. Doesn't really have the same alliterative effect. Will somebody who pinches pennies now be called a nickel nabber?
Oh,
I like that. Now my thoughts are worth a nickel. Woohoo! Thanks, Biden. Yeah. Let's see. My 2 cents worth. Somebody says, my wife's name is Penny. We're already getting group texts about how she's going to be obsolete.
Oh, boy.
No, how you rescue that is you say, no, sweetie, you're the one Penny that we have to have. See, that's how you rescue that. That's 28 years of marriage talking right there. You know that story by Stephen King, It, with the clown Nickel Wise?
Nickel Wise.
Yeah, there you go.
A penny saved is a penny earned, but don't forget, Andrew, a penny earned is a penny taxed. No, that's true. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Let's see. Penny Wise, Pound Foolish. find a penny, pick it up all the day. You'll have good luck. Penny loafers. Yeah, you're going to put a nickel
yes,
in?
Yes, that's what I had, penny loafers.
Yeah.
And quarters.
And they don't look the same with the silver.
No.
Because the silver clashes with the usually the color of a penny loafer is kind of this dark red,
yeah,
you know, auburn, not maroon necessarily.
Brown.
Let's see. If you ask a penny for your thoughts and they throw their 2 cents worth, are they just overpaying?
Oh,
people
cute.
Are so clever. Untriner, somebody says, is how you say the name. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. The bad penny always turns up.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Mm-hmm.
When the penny drops, let's see. How pennies about, from heaven.
Yeah.
Nickels from heaven just hurt more. Let's see.
That poor soul is penniless.
Yeah, right. Oh, penniless. Oh. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas?
It doesn't quite work.
It's just a bad actor whose last name is Cage.
We're just rounding. Yeah.
Sorry. I just.
Oh, anyway. Wow. That was quick.
Well, he does take a lot of roles, let's say, okay. And some of them are good. Yeah, some of
okay.
them are good. I like some Nick Cage movies. And just not all of them. Let's see. I had made a list myself just in case we forgot any. Let's see. I'm just looking over. You know that cost a pretty nickel. It cost a pretty
no.
penny.
No.
It's a bad penny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Penny Annie Poker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those. I actually looked it up. I did a etymology site just. I was kind of curious, and there's all kinds of ones. Mean enough to steal a penny. Have you ever heard that? Off a dead man's eyes.
Ooh, that's an old one.
Oh, that's
yeah,
very old.
I don't think we're doing any part of that. Have a penny to bless yourself with. I don't know. There's a lot of them. Penny Lane, the song.
Yeah.
Nickel Lane is in your eye. No.
Penny Perfect is an expression.
All right. Any more? We're done. J.C. Nichols?
No. See, it just doesn't work. Something should be left
Coffee
alone.
With a Cop is going on right across from J.C. Nichols this morning.
Oh, my goodness. No, no.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Penair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life, Ralphie, his family, and best pals, live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBV accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Oh, you're wandering all over the track.
Yeah, well, the son of a just slammed into me.
No, he didn't slam into you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing son is racing.
What did he say? What was that word right in the middle? 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. The Santa Rosa County Commission is meeting today. One of the things on their agenda is going to be just to set a meeting in order to have a discussion about whether to approve the speed zone cameras.
Mr. Chairman, next
in schools.
Discussion to schedule a public hearing to establish an ordinance for speed detection systems in school zones. Over the past several months, the Sheriff's Office and School District has approached the county on this matter. The purpose of this ordinance is to authorize and regulate the use of automated speed detection system in the school zones to improve traffic safety during school hours.
Yeah, we had Sheriff Johnson tell us he's all on board because if it protects kids, he's all on board. The school district is asking for this too. So Milton has already approved the study to look at the problem. In Santa Rosa, they're just going to have the ordinance. Well, they're going to talk about having the ordinance.
school board, I'm sorry, the sheriff had reached out to a vendor who came and did some analysis, and there was shockingly the number of people speeding through our school zones. So they approached us, and the county has to be part of this and set this ordinance. So really today we're just asking, does the board approve us to go ahead and schedule a public hearing on an ordinance?
Yeah, again, today is not the debate on having it. Today is just scheduling the day to talk about it, which they always have to schedule these ordinance changes for the future. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
So we had a meeting to schedule a meeting.
That's how it works.
Okay. I'm just verifying.
Exactly,
I want to make sure
works.
I got that
yes.
Right. Okay. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about. 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze through that construction zone. You're just seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Kerry Smith.
Not only support it, I applaud it. I know every time I come in here for a meeting, I go through East Milton Elementary School's school district or school zone, and it's 15 mile an hour there. It's not like a 20 mile an hour one, and it never fails. I get people that zip right up behind me, and they're riding my butt like, what are you doing? And same on Highway 90 in Commissioner Burkett's district there by the elementary school. I get people passing me there all the time, 35, 40 mile an hour. They're looking at you like, what are you doing, idiot? And you're the one abiding by the law. So this is one that I'm very much in favor for, and I look forward to that one coming along.
There is no tailgating like the tailgating you get going 20 in a school zone.
Well, I'm not a fan of red light cameras because there's too many variables in the red light cameras. I 100% support this. If the little few seconds of inconvenience it causes people, if they have to pay a fine for not being law-abiding like they should, will save one child, it's worth every bit of it. So I'm 100% for it. Let's move forward with this.
Bobby Burkett, Colton Wright, all on board.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, gentlemen. Just a few facts I looked up over the weekend in studying for this. Florida is the second most dangerous state in the U.S. for school zone road safety, which that was an alarming fact. 92% of all citations issued in Florida during a week-long study were apparently speeding in school zones,
ugh,
which is astronomical. And 5,263 police hours were dedicated to school zone enforcement during a week-long study in Florida. That's a tremendous amount of resources that clearly didn't fix the problem. I think it's...
Right, and also, I mean, you see it, but the SROs can't. The ones who are out there directing traffic, they're not the ones that can go pull you over because they got to sit there and manage the thing.
I've seen it firsthand. I can speak of Highway 98. I've seen school zones there where there's a police officer, a sheriff's deputy sitting out there, lights on, and people still just blast through. And unfortunately, that deputy can't just hop in the car and abandon his post and go chase down the speeder. You know, so it's just in order to enforce this, I think having them there for awareness is important. So I just don't want people to think that, traffic enforcement cameras in school zones would somehow allow us to not have deputies on the ground and on site. I think it's a two-pronged approach, and I think it's an appropriate use of resources to help our children, our most vulnerable citizens in Santa Rosa County.
And last comment, Kerry Smith.
And Commissioner Burkett, I got my arguments about them red light cameras too, but that's just because they catch me. All right, if we don't have any more discussion amongst the board, I will make a motion to move that to Thursday's consent agenda without objection.
So, by the way, that means it's not even an itemized voting thing. It'll be, hey, what do we think about the consent agenda move without discussion, unless somebody wants to talk about it this morning at the meeting. And, in fact, it's 9 o'clock. That may have already – well, they're in public forum, so it probably wouldn't have already happened. A couple of other quick things. One is I think that today might be the last scheduled – off-schedule practice for the Blue Angels, because we don't have a show this weekend, right, because the homecoming air show was not able to be done due to the shutdown interfering. And so unless there is a plan, and I do not know about it, for them to be just flying practices, they typically wouldn't this weekend because it would have had the show. I think today at 1 might be the last Blue Angels practice for this season. And so if you want to see the Blues, today is the day to do it, I'm imagining. Also, did you see what's going into the Red Lobster? Somebody had asked me the other day, did you see what's going in the Red Lobster?
No.
Raising Cane's.
Seriously?
Yeah, PNJ reporting yesterday that Raising Cane's is going to go in there. So, sweet. More chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Or saucy nugs. I don't know what you want to call them, but, How many chicken fingers places do we have? We got Fusackley's, we got Zaxby's. I mean, there's so many. You know, what's the one that's up on Highway 90? Just Davis going towards Milton. Anyway.
Local news every hour.